Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Brian and Sherry 5.0, online 24/7 at BrianSherryShow.com. This is Brian and Sherry 5.0. Here are your hosts, Brian Shepherd and Sherry Johnson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Brian here, of course, and I am joined by my co-host and none other than Sherry Johnson.
I love my entrance. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show tonight. It's been a little while, but we are here. Brian, it's so nice to see you. It's been a long week. Can you not hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine, but for some reason, I can hear the show. Oh, that's why, because I'm on our Blog Talk profile page, and it's going live at the same time. So I'm going to switch over to our studio so that we can hear everything. I just have to do one thing. Hold on, people.
Of course, I'm a huge entrance day. He messes it up.
Coming in here.
Hey, what's up? If anyone's looking at the screen, do you see those little like stars? If you click on things there, you get little stars tonight. Thumbs up, the smile face, the happy face, the wow face. If you look at any of those on Facebook Live, they're coming up like little stars. I don't know if it's just mine or you guys are getting the same reaction or not. Do you see that, Brian?
What are you talking about?
If you look at, on Facebook Live, if you hit the thumbs up, the heart, the smile, you know, the wow, they come up like little stars tonight.
Okay.
I've never seen that before. I just noticed it.
All I see are hearts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't see like these little star things. I don't know if you guys see it. Maybe it's screwing up on my end. I don't know, but it's funny. Interesting.
All right. I am waving to everyone that's watching us on Facebook Live. Hello. Let's start from the beginning. Daniel Payton is with us. Christina Gertrudes from the Philippines is watching us. Sherry Clip shared a picture. My grandmother's with us. Katie. Hello, Katie.
Look at the picture. You'll see the little stars that I'm talking about. It's really different. I don't know. Are you guys getting it? Anyhow.
Oh, that's interesting.
You see that? Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Sorry we didn't have one last week. Rhett Sever. Hello, Rhett. How are you? I miss Rhett Sever. We need to talk to him again. So, but anyways.
Interesting news, though. We definitely have to talk to him because he's made some really cool little videos out there that I've been able to share, and I hope you guys have seen them.
I have not seen any Rhett Sever in it. To watch. So please make sure you send them or tag
make
me.
Make sure I send it out there again. Yeah, I will.
Karen Shaw, hello, Karen. Mark Labrum, hello. Oh, I forgot to wave to you. Waving back, Kevin White, hello. Margaret, hello, Margaret. So, hello, everyone, and welcome. Sorry we didn't have a show last week, but we're here, and we're having a show.
Sure, yes, yay! We've missed you all so very much.
Yes.
So much.
So much, it just kills me.
Oh, Brian. Right.
So I'm lying. Whatever. All right. But anyways.
You need to come back tonight. That's just so y'all know. Hi, Marsh.
Anyways, what's going on? Oh, so there's a question on Facebook. We like asking our questions. And tonight's Mark Claremont. Hello, Mark. Mark. All these Marks. What is your favorite candy bar? That is the question for tonight. So let us know what your family favorite candy bar is. Your favorite candy bar is?
Twix.
Twix. I love candy bar. Yeah. Are you left side or right side?
I stack them and eat them at the same time. I like the caramel ones.
Okay.
There's different kinds.
There is. I do like the peanut butter ones. I like Twix in general.
I do like. Yeah.
But my favorite candy bar is a Score candy bar. Score. Oh. Ever have a Score?
No, actually.
They're so good. They're very hard to find. And my other favorite candy bar is Fifth Avenue bar.
Ooh. I do like those. Yes. Do you ever find yourself, like, when you go to eat certain foods, you know how, like, people tear Oreos apart? They might eat the frosting first and then the cookie. Or if you, like, when I get a Twix, I tend to eat the stuff off the cookie on the inside first. Like, I bite all the caramel off or all the peanut butter off first and then go for the cookie. Do you do that?
Yeah. No, that's only weird people.
You liar.
I've only done that once. When they're really cold, you can. It's easier to get away with that. Yeah.
Do you even freeze them too? Yeah.
I don't eat them frozen. No.
Me too. I totally. I love putting candy bars in the freezer, guys. I love it. But I don't do it anymore. When I used to love it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Mark Labrum is my other favorite candy. Is Reese's peanut butter cup. Karen Shaw likes Milky Way.
Oh, I like Milky Way too. Mm-hmm. And Reese's. Yep. Really? I mean, really, is there a candy bar you don't like? Liz, we should have asked that question. Is it, if you guys, is there any candy bars that you absolutely don't like? And post that one. There we go.
I know it. Daniel likes Hershey's cookies and cream. To me, that's a little too sweet. But that's, I do like them. So. Yeah.
Right. Remember, we talked about candy bars once before, and that was that Hershey's Gold candy bar. Do you remember that? I think Dan might remember that show.
I bought so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Dan likes the nuts in it. All right, look what you wrote. But I don't like anything with almonds, walnuts, or pecans. Now, are you a dark chocolate lover?
Well, it depends, though. Because sometimes you do catch yourself, I don't like dark chocolate, but I'll eat peppermint patties. Those have dark chocolate. I will eat Mounds. That's dark chocolate. I like the coconut.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you catch yourself sometimes eating, you know.
I've only been able to eat it in those Lindt balls.
No. Oh. Gross.
You know, the dark chocolate. Yeah, it's the only way I've been able to eat it. Yeah.
No. Hello to Jessica. Thanks for watching. Wendy. Hello, Wendy. For those joining, we're asking what your favorite candy bar is and what your least favorite candy bar is. So, Daniel says, I like dark chocolate, but I prefer milk chocolate. I love Milka chocolate.
Yeah. So I love Belgian chocolate because it's so smooth and it's like milk chocolate and Belgian milk chocolate. Let's put it that way.
Karen Shaw and I are no longer friends because she doesn't like anything Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, no. Is it because, let me ask, wait a minute. Do you actually like peanut butter, but you just don't like it in the Reese's peanut butter cup? That's the question that's Karen. Some people like peanut butter, but they don't like it mixed with chocolate. My son's like that. He doesn't like it. Chocolate.
Hello to my sister. Daniel Payton says, I've had 90% dark chocolate. I barely survived that experience. Yeah, it's interesting.
Oh, no. 100 grand. Those are good.
My aunt says, 100 grand. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Okay, Karen responds. She said, I don't like anything with nuts or peanut butter. Interesting. Don't like peanut butter.
There you go, Mark. Right there.
What you got? Oh, you do you have your Halloween candy under your desk a month early again? Yes, you do. You know, by the time Halloween comes around, he ain't got no chocolate left. It's usually gone.
I'm sorry, but I have to have one just because you don't like it, Karen. Oh, God.
You know what I hate? I hate the smell of peanut butter on someone else's breath. You know, it's like when you sit next to someone who's eating Reese's, you can smell that peanut butter, and it is so gross. It's like Doritos, the same thing, you know, that smell. Oh, Brian, oh. Do you really have to show me that? Yeah.
Come on, live a little.
That was so rude, Brian, to just do that, wasn't it, guys? So, so rude.
Yes, look at the comments go. Genesis, welcome. Hello, hello. We're asking what your favorite candy bar is and what your least favorite candy bar is. So, yeah, that's the question on tonight. Sherry, the other thing that we were supposed to be talking about is upcoming guests that are going to be coming. That's not until October 3rd. We're going to be talking with Anson Williams from Happy Days. He will be joining us October 3rd, which is next Thursday.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're preparing for our Halloween show, which is Thursday the 31st, unfortunately. So after you bring your children and little germy things out to get trick-or-treat candy.
Did you just say little germy things?
Sure. You can come on, relax, steal some of their candy, and listen to our Halloween show that very night. So it's going to be a good night. So I even feel like getting to costume or something.
Are you going to be in costume for this?
Maybe. I think I am. I think I'm going to spruce things up just a little bit.
If you get in costume, I will too, and you can put me on with you.
You're going to go on Facebook Live with me?
In a costume, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So there is the possibility of Sylvia Schultz, but it has not been confirmed. So who knows? But I hope so. So that way she can end our year, you know, on a good note. But we are going to continue. That was the other thing. If we were going to continue after the Halloween show, because I was thinking of ending season 5 so that we would have 2 months of winter vacation instead of just the 1 month. But we decided to keep going through November and keep our season just as long as all the other ones. So that's one thing. Let's see. Genesis does not care for Baby Ruth. You know, I don't need her.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
It's like a weird concoction. It's chewy. Like, it's actually kind of hard to eat. And it just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe the peanuts are too big in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just weird.
Genesis says her favorite is Snickers. First one is Snickers.
Yeah.
Let's see. My sister prefers Twix. And Katie likes Fifth Avenue over Butterfinger. Absolutely, Katie. Absolutely. I love Fifth Avenue bars, but they're very hard to find these days. So, Katie, if you know where they are, I know I can order them off Amazon, but I really don't feel like it. So, Daniel has come to enjoy Bit O' Honey. Those are those little individually wrapped ones in a bag.
I don't like them on the first bite, like the first one, but if I eat more than two, then I get kind of in the swing of it. It's very dangerous for me to start that. As a kid, I never liked Butterfinger. It was hard to, it was just weird to chew. It stuck to my teeth. But as I got older, I'm like, oh, I love Butterfingers. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not huge fan of it, but I'll take a Twix any day over that.
Yeah.
How about, I don't see anyone putting down, like, I know he said bars. How about Reese's peanut butter pieces? Reese's pieces.
I like Reese's pieces.
Yeah, and M&M's, stuff like that.
I like M&M's, yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
They make so many different varieties now of M&M's. It's amazing. And
yeah.
And like Hershey's Kisses. Oh, my God, there's so many different kinds now. Always around holidays, you find something new out of a Hershey's Kiss.
Right.
But
absolutely, yeah. White chocolate. I do like white chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like it mixed with something?
I find myself liking the Lindt strawberries and cream because that's the white chocolate on the outside with the strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
In there. So I do like those. So, yeah, absolutely. Just like my pleasantly think chocolate.
Yes, oh. Karen. What's that?
Anything white chocolate and coconut.
Really?
My
ever. Nice, nice. Yeah, there's so many different kinds of candy, guys. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find that candy's getting to be too expensive? I'm noticing in the stores, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but candy bars have gone up in price. They're getting quite pricey for one bar, one candy bar.
Absolutely.
It was a package of Twix was going for like $1.98. I mean, I know times change and I know things get expensive, but are candy bars becoming too expensive? Like, are they going overboard? That's the question. I think they are. I just can't imagine, you know. $2 for one candy bar seems a bit pricey.
What exactly are you drinking?
I am drinking, sorry guys, Diet Lipton tea with lemon. You are too? Oh, you have Diet Green tea.
Yeah, I love my Diet Green tea. I love this stuff. And the mixed berries, Diet Mixed Berry, you should try that too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, I tried that. That's really good.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. That's funny. We're drinking the same thing. Great minds think alike, Brian.
Right. Karen says caramel M&Ms, which I think are, no. I don't like them.
They're good.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Karen.
Talking about caramel, Brian. I went into the store looking for those, you know, those the caramel apples with? They're like sheets of caramel. You can just fold over the apple and bam, you're done.
No.
You ever seen those?
No.
Are you serious? You never seen? Well, they make them, but just can't find them. Now, this year I was able to find the red candy sheets that you can put over an apple to candy an apple. But the caramel ones, I can't find anywhere. Can't find them. If anyone sees them, let me know. Please.
I didn't know you could do that. I'm used to the old-fashioned way of melting it down and
rolling the apple in it. Yeah, and getting all sticky and burnt. Yeah, yeah.
Burnt.
But I burn myself, not the burnt the caramel. I burn myself.
Paul, but yeah, hello, Paul.
They actually sell the sheets of caramel, and you can just fold it over the apple.
That's no fun. It's like cheating.
No, that's not cheating. No. No, it's good.
That is cheating.
Talking about apples, you guys. Just want to let you know that today is Johnny Appleseed Day. So happy Johnny Appleseed Day.
Mm-hmm.
Famous apple tree planter.
That's right.
His real name was John Chapman, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
That's nice.
You learn something every day.
Right.
I had to teach our listeners if they didn't know. John Chapman is actually Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. Happy day today.
Yeah. Go out and plant an apple tree.
Exactly. Or eat an apple. And think of Johnny Appleseed planting all those apple trees throughout New England.
Huh. Wasn't there a song, Johnny Appleseed?
Yes, I don't know it, and I can't sing, so don't go there.
I'm trying to remember what it was, and I can't remember. Didn't we, like, learn it in school or something, or, yeah.
How many of you are singing this right now in your head if you know it? I do remember that. But yeah, I don't remember the words. I think I do remember having to sing it a lot, though. That's how you learn about Johnny Appleseed, was when you're in school and they come up with these corny little songs that you go home and annoy your parents with.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they set you home with seeds or something. Or you did some sort of...
dissection of an apple.
You
in like kindergarten.
Yeah, but they would cut the apple in half and like you would make little designs in the apple and then dip it into paint and put it on the paper. You never did that?
I'm sure I did. But I don't remember doing it. Nope. Brian?
Mm.
Did you pass that project? I just wanted to know.
I probably failed.
Yeah, whenever like the school sent home a plant for me to like grow or something, it'd stay in my bag and like I'd remember it like a week later. Yeah, it'd be something brown in the bottom of my bag, all like moldy. Yeah, that was mine. Sorry, I never was a green thumb. No. Should have moved the whale day today too, Brian, if you've ever been down to see Shamu. Today is a day observed annually just for Shamu. Remember him? He's a whale. He's a killer whale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's his day. Happy Shamu Day. Thought that was kind of cool to share with y'all. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Dan has a funny story.
I just read it. Yeah. I do catch myself sometimes. I will say Carmel. Or caramel.
I think it depends on where you live, too. I had this conversation with someone the other day. Up here in the Northeast, we shorten everything. Berkshire, Dalton, Lanesboro. It's like, wait, or Boston. It's Boston, Dalton,
right.
Berkshires.
But we also add S's where they don't belong.
Right, but I think that's the same with caramel. People say caramel. I think it depends on where you are.
I think
really.
So, because is it can pie or is it pecan pie?
Right. Right.
Are you having a tomato sandwich or are you having a tomato sandwich?
Ooh. Are you eating a hoagie or a Subway? Sub. Subway. My brain was going faster than my speech here. A sub, a hoagie, you know, they all different names for things. But I seriously think it's from where you live.
Probably.
Like, is it McDonald's or McDonald's? I've heard that spelled two or pronounced two different ways too.
McDonald's.
Is Mick?
There's no A, but then again, there's no I either.
Exactly. I'm just going to say it. You saw me. I was going to catch you on that.
It's hyphenated. That's that little...
But you eat a Big Mac. Therefore, is it McDonald's?
No, because Mac is actually spelled M-A-C.
So it's McDonald's?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think it's Mick because you pronounce the M with mi, mi. You know, M, mi. Yeah, how do you go to the C without saying an I? Ack, but you would have to, it wouldn't be right. Someone look it up, dude. You know, I can keep, right? Come on.
Today is National Pancake Day.
It is. That was the other one. Mark beat me to it.
I almost had pancakes today too, but I chose French toast instead.
You know, I had no idea it was Pancake Day, and I bought pancake mix today. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kids have been bugging me for it. I said, I don't have any mix, so I went out and bought some today. So see, I did it. It was the right day to do that. Just to make them. I did notice, though, Denny's was having a $4 pancake deal today. Yeah. Didn't notice that. I guess that's why it's National Pancake Day.
Very interesting.
So Mark's his grinder.
It's a grinder, yeah. I'll go out and get a grinder.
You don't say I go out and get a sub?
I do say sub, too. Yeah. I don't say hoagie.
I've never said hoagie.
No. More of a out that way. Like Worcester, Boston.
I know there's other names for the sandwiches or subs or hoagies.
Right.
I don't know them all, but there's so many different names for those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hello to Gail and Samantha. Welcome. Hello, hello. I will wave. I like waving to people.
Hi, Samantha. It's so nice to see you here. She's such a lovely person. I met not too long ago. Had a great time.
So speaking of Gail. Speaking of meeting new people and everything else, so while we've been away, you've been busy. You've been having some sort of shows, and I just wanted to make sure that your shows are still happening, like Roasting the World with Dakota Wheat.
Yes. Yes. That was kind of strange. Dakota Wheatley, yes.
Dakota Wheatley.
Roasting the World with Dakota on Mondays. It's a really different type of show, and it's a different type of show you wouldn't expect me to be on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a comedy show. It's for adults only. It's rated R, just so you all know. What we do is we find topics in places all over the world, and then we just kind of crack on them. You know, we make fun of them and joke, and it's all in good humor. Nothing's to be taken seriously. It's just for entertainment, and it's been a whole lot of fun.
Also been doing Sherry Cliff.
I've been doing Sherry Cliff. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. This is a more serious type show, more PG, right? But I'm meeting different paranormal groups that have been happening. I met a group over in the UK, which is pretty cool. And I met a group here in the United States, which want to come back onto the show in October. There's a couple that they just have an amazing, amazing stories. They've been doing paranormal research for like 40 years, and they have so much to talk about, and they're just a really fun group. And so, yeah, I plan on having them back on again coming up. On Wednesdays, I do a show with the Sherry and Carrie show with Devin Carey. He's come back. That show is pretty much just featured. We talk about the film industry pretty much only, and directors, producers. And if you're interested in becoming an actor or actress, it'd be a good show to watch because you can learn a lot of tips on how to get into the entertainment business. And it's being sponsored by the Indie Network on his end of things, so that people can be picked up and put into the Indie Network and do filming and producing. So. That's that type of show. I did take off two nights. Huh?
Maybe I should join.
There you go. If you want to become an actor, it actually has a lot of followings to the Indie Network now. And as people know, you probably hear it.
I wouldn't mind a scene, which if he's listening, I probably wouldn't. I'll probably get the night anyways. But I would want a scene with Devin. A serious role, almost like a horror scene or a killing scene.
Yeah. Would you want to be the murderer? Or would you want to be the one getting killed? That's what I don't know.
I would want to be the murderer.
Well, put on your scary face and pretend. I want to see this acting.
No, no. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I
could do it as Freddy Krueger. You can make like a pretty good Freddy Krueger. Bond and stuff, you have the right type of face.
No, I don't think I would want to be in horror movies or anything like nothing scary. Anything. I would want to be in like dramas or maybe something funny or I don't know. I'm pretty sure people have some ideas on what I could be in or whatever, but I could see myself in a serious role.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to a fight scene, not physical fighting, a yelling or getting angry, and you know, you're just. I'm pretty sure, like, with the dialogue between just two people in a scene, like yelling back and forth, or like a breakup scene, or you know, whatever. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
What would you do? Stomp your foot and be like, oh, like, you should demonstrate.
I would probably.
I'm trying, you guys. I'm trying to get him to act this stuff out.
I'm not going to act it out.
Walk the talk, Brian.
I would have. But I think that I probably would not be an actor, only because you have to learn a script. And I'm not very good at remembering lines, so it's not ever
probably. If you're in the middle of a fight scene, I think you could memorize those pretty good.
No, because I would want to say my own things, I think. I would want to improv. More than that.
Brian just wants to do the whole thing naturally.
Yeah, I probably would. I think it would come out much better than being written, you know, in a script or something like that. But
you think so?
You know, I've had different ideas where, you know, I could envision myself being on TV or whatever in different roles. Taking those airs out. Gosh, let's go. No. I don't know. Almost like a Saturday Night Live thing, where it's not.
It's comedy.
Well, I could do comedy, I think, but I could never be a comedian.
The question is this: would you fight another guy, or would you be able to act off fighting with a woman?
I'd fight another guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Rhett Sever or something. Maybe we could see.
I would love to see you and Rhett go at it. Rhett, we need to drag you over here. Yeah, no, that'd be fun.
But no, I mean, I don't know if you have, but I know that when you're growing up and you're trying to think of like the different things that you want to do and you don't want to do or whatever, or what, you know, everyone, you know, you see a police officer, I want to be a police officer. You see a firefighter, I want to be a fireman. Teachers, you like your teacher? I want to become a teacher when I grow up. So there was like so many things. I know that I wanted to be a teacher. I know that. But to see myself on TV, I think I could only see myself doing maybe reality TV. Nothing scripted.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I would want to be the judge on TV.
Reality TV. Yeah, you would have to. Oh, I could see you as the judge. I could see you standing there being like, okay, like our next contestant is, you know.
Maybe the host. Maybe the host.
The Bachelor.
Oh, I would not do The Bachelor. No. Brad, Anthony, welcome. Hello, hello. No, maybe I could do a host.
I think you could. I think that you could do.
Game show host. See, look at that. I could be a game show host.
I think you could do that.
Oh, my goodness. See, I just found out what I'm going to do. So I am totally going to call Devin and tell him I'm a game show host. That's what I want.
No, I always wanted to be a director or producer, but when I was like 5, I wanted to be a race car driver. Yeah, I wanted to have the pink car that went really fast. That's true. I actually took up courses to become a race car driver as I got older, and then I was like, I'm really not put out for this.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel says, I would love to be on a television show. I had a stage experience. Love being on stage and performing. If my lines were short enough for me to remember each scene, I probably would want to be on stage or whatever. I think the closest I ever came to being on stage, because everyone has that experience going through school where you're in the school play. You want to get the lead role. You don't get it.
Did you ever do it?
We never really did any school plays that I can remember. I know that when I was in elementary school, we did The Wizard of Oz. Now, of course, All the popular kids, well, at the time anyways, got the lead roles. I got stuck singing.
Oh, boy. Can you sing?
No. Well, I mean, back then.
You're a prop boy or something. I mean, think about it. You're a lady guy.
No, there was like three or four of us that would sing in a group together about the song. You know, we would sing, you know, Off to See the Wizard or The Yellow Brick Road or, you know, we would sing those in those parts of the play or whatever, but that's as far as I got or whatever. I can play the bells.
Oh.
I can play bells.
Just two? Oh, boy. Okay, guys.
I learned how to play.
Well, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all talking about pancakes in our forum here. Hey, guys, you know, if we're going to keep talking about pancakes, somebody better start producing some.
That's right.
Okay. So, Dan says you were part of a lollipop guild.
You know, if that's what you want to call it, we didn't sing that song. I remember that. I don't remember singing that song, but I do remember Off to See the Wizard. We did have to sing that. And what's weird is the only reason why I remember doing that song is because my best friend at the time, which weirdly enough, technically I'm considered his uncle now. Isn't that weird? Was part of it. So.
Wow.
You know, because I went to school with Damien's nephew. That was my best friend growing up in school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. And he's the
did
same.
Did you know Damien before. Back then?
I did not know Damien back then, no. But
Damien said
that he was there for most of the graduations and whatever. And, of course, we had the same graduations, but I never met. But the only person I met was his mother. That was pretty much it, I think, at the time. So, yeah. So I know.
When did you discover all this, by the way?
I think when Damien first brought me to meet his parents here at the house, she's got her grandkids like in every picture frame, all over the house, whatever. And of course, there he is in the picture frame, and I was like, oh my God, I went to school with him.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about friendship, Brian, I just want to give a big shout out to Katie Levesque that's listening to us tonight. It's our 30-year friendship reunion. Isn't that amazing? 30 years, yeah. So I just want to say congratulations to Katie on our 30th year anniversary, September 4th. So
it's
been a long time.
Is my mother's birthday.
Wow. Oh, it's a special day all the way around.
Yes. Well, 30 years of being friends.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is we just went out to dinner with two of our other friends that we haven't seen in a while, and we've all been friends for about that 30 years all together, and we're still friends. I just thought that was pretty amazing. 30 years, four of us. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with people, you know, that I went to school with.
Cool.
Back in the day. I mean, you don't talk to them as much anymore because we all lead, you know, busy lives and everything, but
mm-hmm.
I still, you know, talk to them occasionally, so.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely the time of the year, you know, when school comes around, you start thinking about classmates you went back to school with.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get in touch with them, maybe say hi again, you know? Doesn't hurt no one if you dare to or want to. Brian's giving that face. Yeah, there's no sound. You just, you know, let it go. Let it go. But then there's the other ones, you know.
Half the people I went to school with are probably in jail. Because they were all bad boys. And they all thought
you hung out with the bad boys, Brian? Were you a bad boy?
No, I didn't hang out with the bad boys. But they all thought that they were all hip and everything else. And, oh, we got to lead the thug life. Thug. We're a thug, man. So, and of course, to this day, their lives is crap. I've run into classmates. Well, a couple of them did very well for themselves. I see them. I see one on occasion all the time, but I do see one in particular that it just didn't make it, unfortunately. He's got three screaming kids, lives in a poor, crappy place. I know that the wife or girlfriend is a thief and steals, but, you know, it is what it is. You can't, I'm not going to judge, and sometimes I do judge people. I'm a people watcher.
Oh, no.
I watch people.
No, you do.
We all sit there sometimes when we're eating in McDonald's or Burger King, or we're inside the store. You're looking around at different people. What are they wearing? What's their hair look like? Who are they conversating with? What are they buying? I know, maybe creepy-ish, right?
Yeah.
Not for me. For me.
Right. You know, how long would you people watch for? Like, how long would you allow yourself to be doing this? Is it that entertaining to you?
It is if it's the right type of person.
Hmm.
You know,
outside Walmart, this could be a whole day event for you.
No, I don't think I would find myself outside of Walmart or whatever. But I have people watch in, like, amusement parks.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sit on the bench. I'll have a cigarette in the smoking area. You watch other people. You watch who's walking by, who's looking at you. And
yeah, but I mean, like, watch. You watch this person. You stare at someone for a while.
No. Well, if it's a particular person. Like, they're wearing something they shouldn't be wearing. They look a hot mess. You know, but then again, we all have our own issues. But we people watch, we judge just a little bit. So, you know, and then you have to figure, well, someone's judging me, so I might as well just judge somebody else. So,
now it's just a huge topic right there. Should people be judging people? You know, that's the maybe privately you can to yourself, you know.
If I'm with someone else, I will share my thoughts, if it's the right person. Half the time...
You share it out loud so that other person heard you, the person you're watching.
No.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Keep it quiet.
Unless it was something that I thought was cool or interesting, then I might say something. You know, that's a cool hairstyle, or that's a cool tattoo, or... You know, something like that. You know, I would say something. That's a nice shirt. Where'd you get the shirt? I like your shoes. Where did you get those? But if you're, you know, not supposed to be wearing something, or if you're looking a hot mess and you're inside a park, or if the kid looks dirty, he didn't wipe his face off because he's got dirt around his mouth, or you're eating something when you really shouldn't be eating something, I'll say something, because I don't.
You would say something. There he goes.
You know, my aunt's probably going to kill me for this, but that she is my crime and partner. When I used to have a cigarette, we would wait for them to get off the ride. I would go in the smoking section. She would come with me, because she didn't do the roller coasters either, and we would just sit there. And we would watch people walk by, or what they were doing, or where they were going. And it's just interesting to see the different types of people you are and what you see. You'd be surprised what you see. If you really pay attention, you'd be freaking surprised. And sometimes you don't even want to look. It's like, oh, my God. Really? I would not wear that. Nope. I don't even know why she's wearing that. But, yeah, so that's me. I am a people watcher. I don't care. So, and of course, Daniel, what's Daniel saying? Understanding people requires a level of judgment. However, there's a line that when the line is drawn is when you judge someone for something that you're guilty of. How lazy of them to leave the grocery cart in the parking lot like that while you're stuffing your cart on the nearest open space in the middle of the lot. I can see myself doing that
Right.
But no, I don't do that. I don't leave shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot. I don't like that. But if you're going to do it, it's like whatever. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I see that really just really bothers me.
I can tell you what bothers me. I hate seeing people who pull into the handicapped parking lot spaces and they get out and just walk right into the store. It's like nothing's wrong. I don't know. Like, they might have something wrong, you know, but to watch them just do it, like, they have to, I have to look to see if they have the sticker on their license plate and the tag hanging out on their mirror, you know, or something.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if this goes back to my police days or not, but, you know, I just think it's horrible. If you can walk into the store, do you really need to be parked where people who really need that spot?
Yeah.
You know, need to be. So I always look at the handicap. I'm not too.
Yep. Absolutely. But then again, I catch myself and other people have caught me where you will complain about something, but yet you do it yourself without realizing it.
Hmm. Interesting. Right. Right.
I don't like when people tailgate me. They're riding your ass.
Right.
You know, they pull out in front of you.
Are you saying you do these things?
I don't pull out in front of people because sometimes I'm not a very good judge of speed with other people. So I don't risk it. So I'd rather wait for the person to drive by me and then I'll pull out. But if you're not going the speed limit, I will ride your ass. So you better move.
Send that to people. Yeah.
I got places to be, people. But I don't like it.
No passing lane?
I've never passed anyone in a no passing zone.
Okay.
If they're going slower than the speed limit and I can't pass, then oh well. There's nothing that I can do about it. Have people done that behind me, gone around the two of us? Absolutely. And it's like, you know, why didn't I think of that? But then again, karma catches up because down the road you meet up with them because they're sitting at a freaking red light. Like, why would you even bother? You know, you sped up for no reason.
Right. Now, let me ask you, if you see someone walking towards a crosswalk, do you speed it up to get through it before they step out into the road knowing they walk to the crosswalk?
No, I do stop.
See, I wait till I step into the crosswalk, and then I'll stop. I'll speed up to kind of get past the crosswalk before they get into the crosswalk. I'm not illegal. I wait. If they're in the crosswalk, I will definitely stop.
Here's the thing, because you got to be careful, because they trick you. People in the crosswalk will trick you especially in my town, you better stop for somebody in a crosswalk because there's always a cop somewhere and they will nab you. I've seen it done. So when I know that they're standing there at the corner and it looks as if they want to cross, I will stop. But then, you know, sometimes you get the people that actually do cross, but then you get the ones that wave you on. Oh, I'm not ready to cross yet. Go ahead. And it's like, you mean to tell me I just held up freaking five cars behind me because I thought you were going to cross?
Right. Like,
and then you step on the gas like you're pissed.
Road rage. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too. So, you know. Or when you're trying to pull out of the street,
right?
There's a line of traffic. You sometimes will get that one person that lets you out, you know, the nice person. So there you go. But do you pay it forward when you know that that person is trying to come out in front of you from the street? There's a red light, but you pull all the way up behind the next car and he's just sitting there and you don't want to look over because you know that they're flipping you off.
You know, I am horrible. I actually do. And I piss off a lot of people. I will stop to let cars out of places if I see a huge line of traffic behind me and it's one car, I'm going to let them go. Okay? I do it right here, street, because there's a spot people can get killed. So, yes, I always stop and let the person out and then I'll go. But if I am coming out of, like, the Big E or a concert and there are tons of cars all at one time trying to get out, oh, no, nobody better dare get in front of me, right? It's like I will not let anyone go. If I'm in line, I'm in line. I'm not moving. I'm going to continue with the flow to let the traffic keep going. I ain't going to stop and, like, let another car go because then the one behind it thinks he has the right of way and can go, and then you're stuck.
Megan Martini. Hello, Megan.
But yeah, there's you know, a time and a place for that stuff.
Right.
I've been talking a lot to you. Laughing, my side hurts.
Unfortunately, Dan, I agree with you, but that's just not the way the world works these days. Everyone is guilty of everything. So, yeah. We all do it sometimes. We try to be good. We try to help other people, do a good deed. I do good deeds. I will let people out in traffic, or I will...
Uh-oh. He froze up on me.
Well, stop. What do you mean I froze up?
Oh, you froze up on me. I just missed everything you said.
Oh, I was just saying that to Dan's comment that, you know, he is correct, you know, but sometimes the world just, everyone is guilty of something. So
right.
We just got to do it, but then we do it, and then we catch ourselves doing it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when you let someone go. You really didn't have to, and they don't wave and say thank you. That makes me mad. But, you know, Mark says he has that one car rule. He lets one go, and that's it.
You
let one go.
Yeah, I usually will let one go. So in hopes that it doesn't backfire on me, that it's not the one that goes 10 miles under the speed limit. So, but, you know, yeah, I'm bad when it comes to driving. I really am. I hit twice today in Pittsfield, so that's all right. With my sisters in the car, so that's even not my fault, but people need to pay attention. So, but yeah. So, yeah.
You guys have been great, really, giving your comments tonight. We appreciate you guys really giving us your thoughts and opinions on our topics.
Absolutely. Speaking of Daniel Payton, so I don't know if a lot of people have been noticing on our Facebook page, but he usually tags us in posts pertaining to some particular book. So he's looking for some extra reviews for Earth's Last Starship on Amazon. If you have read the book, if you've bought the book, please review the book. If you haven't bought the book, you should buy the book. How about that? Because Sherry and I are in that book. That is our first adventure together, our science fiction adventure. Yeah. And so please do that.
That's great.
I should grab some and just give some away so for people to read them.
Great.
We need to do a...
Forget, when we were talking about people watching, Jason Drake, his book, You Stay Classy, Wedding People, he does a lot of people watching in that. It's a lot of fun. It's from all his experiences as a videographer and taking pictures at weddings. And that's just, you know, if you want to learn more and hear things from his point of view, during weddings, those are some hilarious things in that book. So check it out. Mm-hmm. You can see that on Amazon as well.
Absolutely. 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 So when is your next show? Is it on Monday? Roasting the World?
Yes. Roasting the World will appear again Monday night at 11 o'clock p.m., or you can catch the link the next day whenever you feel like it. I'll post it on Cherry Clip, and you guys can see it there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This coming Monday, I need to do some bebopping. I was in a challenge. I have to bebop, and he has to rap, and we can't rehearse this ahead of time, so it's going to be fun. I can't bebop, so.
I need to be on Roasting the World. I don't know why, but I need to be on Roasting the World.
Okay, we'll have you on.
I think that would be fun.
It would be.
Yeah.
Which come on Monday then.
Sure.
All right, you're our guest for Monday. There you guys go. Buddy will roast Brian Monday nights at 11. Well, this coming Monday.
I'm going to get roasted.
Remember, it's explicit, so.
I've listened to it. I've heard the show.
But well, for others who watch the show might not appreciate that quite so much.
Yes. Also, before we go, hello, Jesse. Some future information about season six, because a lot of people have been asking about season six. Is there even going to be a season six? What is happening? Because you've been having shows and then you don't have shows. You've been
having breaks, guys. Yeah.
Want to know.
They don't realize, you know, with jobs, we have to sometimes get called in for them, and we have to go out and be for family and jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My life has been hell, to say the least. It's over hell. You know.
He froze again.
Had any shows because I've had to work, unfortunately. But we're back. We're back on a schedule. We're back doing okay. So everything should be okay from now on. I make the schedule now, so I'm pretty good at doing that now and making sure that I get all the hours and the days off. What?
You shook. You shook. You're like a nervous, like a through the schedule. You went schedule. I'm nervous. The way you said that, it wasn't confident.
I do the schedule. I get all the hours.
Okay.
So it's good. We're good. So the answer to everyone's question is yes, there is going to be a season six. Are we changing anything? Absolutely. I think we're moving away from Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go back to Spreaker. We're going to go back to Spreaker.
I thought you were going to say Screecher. You remember it used to go.
Stitcher? Stitcher?
Yeah.
No, we're going to go back to Spreaker. The Facebook Live will continue. We're not changing anything with Facebook Live because everybody watches us on Facebook Live. Plus, it loads to YouTube anyways on its own. So the app will be returning. So if anyone has a smartphone, you'll be able to download our app and listen to our show live straight from your phone and still be able to chat with us if you're not able to get Facebook. See? That's convenient. So that's a good thing. There was one other thing about season six. Oh, we're going to be adding a, I believe we did talk about, I don't know if you remember or not, but the Brian and Sherry show after show.
Oh, yeah.
Not all the time, but if there was a big discussion or we need to have that guest back on because they didn't get enough time to chit-chat with us or whatever, it'll be an extra 30 minutes. It's Brian and Sherry show after show. Brian and Sherry after show, or Brian and Sherry after the show. I don't know. We haven't figured it all out yet, but we'll figure something out.
Sherry show after.
Right. So we're just thinking of more ways to, you know, do things differently for next year, so we can't wait. So, yeah. I know that my number one fan of the South is happy that we're returning for season 6. I saw Raise the Roof, right? Yeah, Raise the Roof. So, so be prepared and whatever. So we got some interesting guests coming up. We have a lot of different things going on for the rest of the... Can you believe, we only have 2 more months worth of shows left, though. That's it. October, November. It's fall. It's winter soon. And Halloween is not that far away. It's, you know? So it's crazy.
I know.
Monday is the 1st of October. Already. Where did September go?
God. That means Christmas is only a few weeks away.
I've already been selling Christmas decorations.
I don't want to.
I had to put the, you should see the people when I was setting up the Christmas aisle. People were walking by giving me dirty looks like, what are you doing, sir? We're not even in freaking Halloween yet.
So, I know.
Crazy.
Earlier every year.
Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, we hope that everyone enjoyed our little chit-chat tonight. We normally don't get to do this with you guys. Usually we have somebody on. Hello, Nancy, my neighbor. So if you've missed the show, rewatch it again when we're done. I probably will. No, maybe I won't. I'm tired. I have to open in the morning. I have to go to work. I'm not looking forward to it. So, but anyways, I hope that everyone has a great weekend, and we will talk to you all next Thursday, go from there. We have Anson Williams on next Thursday.
Very exciting.
Yes, Anson Williams is from the show Happy Days, so he's going to be talking to us about drowsy driving.
Mm.
Not going to want to miss that show. It's going to be fantastic. I should make sure that my manager listens to that show.
Yeah, they say it's just as bad as drunk driving, so...
Gee, I wonder what manager he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone have a fantastic weekend. And Potsy, that was his name, his character's name on Happy Days. So we're going to have all the information, and he's going to talk to us about that. Actually, he's going to talk about the 4 Ds of driving, 4 Ds, which is drunk, drugged, distracted. And
he'll get back in driving school.
Yes, but he'll have a lot of information.
There'll be Labrum, the 10, too.
So. Yes, and another thing is Wednesday is Mark Labrum's birthday.
Whoa. Happy birthday, Mark, before our next show, if we forget.
That's right. And Thursday is my sister's birthday.
Birthday to Mark and Heather. Heather?
No.
Who's is it?
Ashley.
Oh, happy birthday to Mark and Ashley.
Yes. All right, everyone. Again, have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for chilling with us. And we will return next Thursday with Anson Williams. So make sure you take your caffeine pills and stay awake with us. No drowsiness allowed. And we'll go there. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. So.
Good night, everyone. And thank you so much for listening and watching the show. We love you all. And we hope to see you all here again next Thursday. Have a great week and a fantastic weekend. Love you all. Good night.
Don't forget to like and share this video. Share it with your friends. Share. Goodbye.
Bye.
Done. Okay. Oh, I didn't need to end the show now. Goodbye, everyone. And I forgot to end the show. Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, Brian.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Brian and Sherry 5.0. Online 24/7 at BrianSherryShow.org. Like them on Facebook at Brian.SherryShow. And we'll catch you next time.